Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars, episode N. I go immediately to David Livingston, my colleague and co-host and co-pilot for Hotel Mars through 2021, looking to 2022. And David and I pause to measure the year past and the highlights from our point of view of reporting in all directions. We begin with David's trip to another star system. David, a very good evening to you. Okay. You've magically jumped to another star system. What are you looking for? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening. Well, this year on Hotel Mars, we had a couple of guests that actually did research on what Earth would look like from a transiting planet or an exoplanet. And the interesting thing is that unless they were pretty advanced and could detect biosignatures in Earth's atmosphere, they wouldn't even be able to detect life on Earth. From another exoplanet. They'd be about the same place we are in trying to figure out what's on an exoplanet, even a near one, 12 light years away. But of course, there's no way to know what advances they may or may not have. But it was interesting to see ourselves from what another planet might see. And these two guests that we had on, Jackie Faraday and Dr. Kate Folletton, or if I'm pronouncing her name right, both wrote papers from this perspective, and they were fascinating. And they're great Hotel Mars shows. I'm glad they're part of our history.
I agree with you, David. It was a joy to get outside of not only the Earth, but the solar system. I'm going to bring us back into the solar system, something that is in the news all the time, SpaceX. But my theme is that 2021 was the first year where you could see a consciously monetizing space engineering and space exploration. I'll begin with SpaceX's Starship and Super Heavy. These two creations are outward bound. They're meaning that they have the lift and the capacity to reach beyond Earth orbit to the moon and to Mars. And I believe SpaceX's intention is to launch for the moon and for Mars in this next year, if not soon afterwards. David, what do you measure the talk by Elon Musk of a mission to Mars in his lifetime? Is that credible now from what we know about travel in space?
100% credible. And he is driven, and he's making it happen. And I think one of the great things that he does, he's willing to test to destruction. So where a lot of companies don't want to fail in their test, he's fine at blowing up a rocket or failing because he learns how to do it the next time around. So he will test to destruction, and he's making great progress. And I think the bigger risk for him getting humans to Mars, including himself, might be political and regulatory rather than his technology.
We acknowledge that Starship and Super Heavy are now looking to Cape Canaveral for launch sites. They have Boca Chica. However, at the same time, this is all a product of monetizing. This is not grant system from the central government. There are aspects of SpaceX that make money, the launch boosters, the returnable launch boosters, the Starlink system that's meant to provide internet around the world. I know I sent my $99 in. I'm waiting for a Starlink. So monetizing is necessary. Big space is not the way forward. Private space, profit motive, the markets investing in same are the way forward. What's your next accomplishment from Hotel Mars for the year, David?
Well, we had Professor Avi Loeb of Harvard Smithsonian. He's an astrophysicist. So he brought us two things that were really interesting. So he looked at Oumuamua, that fast-track moving object that was discovered the year before. And he said, look, this may have components of interstellar deliberacy, meaning it may be not natural. And of course, he got a lot of flack for it. But he came on and explained that in his view on searching for extraterrestrial life. And because of his credentials and who he is, he brings real credibility to the story. And in fact, we should talk to him this coming year on his Galileo project to really go after ET. But during that show, he also talked about his book. And he said the only reason he can pursue this topic is because he has tenure. Otherwise, the system would shut him down almost immediately. So tenure gave him the security to pursue and write about and research this particular topic. And I thought that was a really revealing and important program for Hotel Mars.
I loved it, of course, because Oumuamua was gone before we knew it, and we didn't get a probe up. And part of the case the professor presents and others, other voices, is to get a probe ready, because there's no such thing as one-off. This was a traveler from another star system, interstellar space, and we can presume there'll be others. Initially pictured as cigar-shaped, but I got the impression from the professor, if I remember correctly, David, that it was flatter than cigar-shaped. It was shaped in a fashion that seemed artificial.
Artificial to him, yes.
My second accomplishment is holding ISS together. Admittedly, parts of it might be stuck together with, well, the metaphorical equivalent of gum. However, it is a product of the 20th century technology, and the Russian part is aging very quickly, so much so that the module's Vesta is literally cracking from all the years of docking of Soyuzes. We talked to Anatoly Zak of RussianSpaceWeb.com many times because Anatoly, a world-scale expert on Roscosmos to report in English, we learned that the Russians, despite their rhetoric, David, they're not giving up on ISS. Do you have that impression, David?
Absolutely. And when I asked him the last time he was on a week or so ago, with all this money and new modules and what they're putting into the ISS, does this mean they're committed to the long haul with the ISS? And he said, in a way, how they're playing CYA with it. But yeah, they're in it for the long haul. And I don't know what that ultimately will mean for the IS, because it is being held together, as they say, with baling wire and some components. But I think we've got it for a while, and companies are making plans to use it 3 and 4 years down the road, especially the private space stations. So I think the Russians are going to be there for the whole thing.
I mentioned that two Japanese tourists just returned from ISS. They paid the Russians very well. They flew up in a Soyuz. They spent time there. 12 days is my memory. So it might be, again, a monetizing theme. The Russians, at least, are turning their part of the space station into profit-making. Good for them. And, David, I can imagine that there'll be other hotel orbits in these coming years with big-ticket items, people to spend time in space. And that is something I don't remember, David, anybody ever talking about the ISS as a hotel for tourists in the 20th century. Do you recall that, David?
No, but I certainly remember the NASA fighting against Dennis Tito, who started it, 18 years ago, when he was the first one to be a tourist on the ISS. Boy, it was like pulling teeth from a baby with NASA and the Dennis Tito story. And yes, now it's a source of revenue for Russia. And since we're no longer using the Soyuz like we were when the shuttle was down, they've got seats to sell, and they plan on selling them.
Your third accomplishment from Hotel Mars for the year, David.
So the fusion industry, the private fusion industry, not the big government one, really seems to be getting off and going places commercially. There are 35 fusion companies around the world that are collecting investment money. MIT's Fusion startup got $500 million in 2021. So we had Stephanie Thomas on from Princeton Satellite Systems, who really went into great detail in a very good way on what this commercial entrepreneurial fusion industry is all about and why it is so different, like from the ITER and the big government and the DOD research. And fusion looks promising. You know, I suspect we'll see more than 35 companies raising money to develop commercial fusion in 2022.
And finally, quickly, related to the ISS, space tourism exploded in 2021, not only to travel to the ISS, but also independent missions on Dragon capsule that's entirely private with a private crew and a private pilot, but suborbital missions. Several companies talking, including a balloon company, talking about raising passengers to nearly space, the upper limits of the atmosphere. All of this did not exist more than a year ago, and now it's here for space to make money. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, my colleague and co-pilot, Hotel Mars, the end of 2021. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.